This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to the Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. I checked them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
Yeah, this is Mo the Bartender, and you're listening to the Masters of None. He's the only guy to come into Mo's Tavern and ask for a craft beer and not a duff. Bunch of jerks.
Hey everybody, Art here for Masters of None, and with me is Jay.
You.
And Mike.
Hi.
And we are going to be topical.
Yay.
And visual, again.
Yes, I guess. So get your Googles ready, because we're going to be talking about the, since it's the NBA All-Star Weekend in Toronto, I believe, this year. This weekend, you got the all the different festivities, but we're going to be doing the Dream Team of the NBA Ugly, the ugliest of all time team, right?
Yes.
The all ugly team.
Yeah. It could be obviously current players and past players. And I got a couple of, you know, I think we have at least, hopefully, y'all have at least five, right?
Oh, I have, yeah. I have starting lineups for my East and West team. I have what jerseys they're wearing, who's coaching, and the mascot of the team, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. So if you're not an NBA fan, fuck off. You have no idea. Just turn it off now.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks for the download, but we'll talk to you next week. So we lost half the audience with the underrated hot chicks because none of the chicks probably listened, even though we tried to lure them in with some dudes. Our dude list was terrible. Now we're going to exclude anyone who's not an NBA fan, which pretty much includes myself.
And Jay just shuts his mic off right now.
So I will be playing Parcheesi while we do the show, just for the record. It's a Parcheesi app. I actually developed it myself.
Like Friendster?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Mike, let's go to you, man. Let's take your center. Who's the guy in the middle for you? For the East, I guess. And for the West.
Yeah, all right. For the East, my center is the largest fucking man you've ever seen in your entire life. That would be Manute Bol.
Yeah, I got him.
Nice. Manute Bol is...
he's going to come off so racist this episode.
Yeah, he's disgusting. He's a disgusting individual. And did you... If you guys want to have some fun, Google.
Well, he's got his own cruise line though.
What?
Oh, remember that? Remember that fucking what skit was that? That was Saturday Night Live, right?
Yep.
That was pretty goddamn funny. Three ships have Manute Bol at the same time. But if you guys want to see something, creepy, I'm gonna send you this picture right now in the old G chat. You have to see this picture of Manute Bol swimming. It looks fucking, it's the creepiest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
It's like a daddy long legs. Like,
yeah.
Like just, he walks on top of the water.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh my gosh.
It's him underwater and it's all like, how tall is he? 8'17" And it's the creepiest looking fucking picture I've ever seen in my life.
It looks like a Salvador Dali painting.
Yeah, like those creepy giraffes with the super long legs.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, so he is he's an ugly, ugly man, and just gigantic. The one thing I don't understand about Manute Bol is how, okay, all right, great. He can hold the basketball and he's taller than the rim and whatever and all that stuff. But the dude is like 45 pounds soaking wet. How could anybody ever expect him to be any kind of physical presence whatsoever? It's beyond me. But holy shit, that man. You guys have him too?
Yeah, I had Manute Bol on there. Pretty much all my dudes are from the 90s.
Yeah.
Because that's when I stopped paying attention to basketball.
Yeah, me too, actually.
I have some new guys. But it's funny, like the new guys, I knew immediately because that's the only reason that they stood out from all of this basketball now.
Right.
Because they're so fucking ugly.
They are gross. This basketball, unfortunately, has the reputation of having really ugly players only because it's one of the only... I think it's the only sport where nothing on their face or head can be, you know, their entire face has to be shown. Their entire head, their entire face has to be shown.
Nowhere to hide.
Nowhere to go.
I want to put, like, for honorable mentions, that anybody who wears the Phantom of the Opera mask. You know what I'm talking about? That glass mask that broke their nose.
The Rip Hamilton cheekbone. Mask.
Yeah, anytime anybody who wears that, you're part of like you're the reserves on the all-star list.
Yeah.
The picture of Manute Bol swimming looks like when you would stand there and like your shadow is really long. That or like some sort of like demon is like about to swim up and just kill this person.
Right. What were those things from Harry Potter? The Soul Eaters?
The Death Eaters?
The Death Eaters? Yeah. That's what it looks like. Just underwater.
Yeah.
Aquatic Death Eater.
It's creepy as fuck.
Oof.
All right. So, Jay, Manute Bol was on your list. Who else is on your list? Maybe one of the big men.
I've got Chris Bosh. That dude. And it's not that his face is that ugly, but his head is so small. He looks like like he stepped out of Beetlejuice, dude.
He does look like a bird of some sort.
He's trying to... Well, the whole joke was when he was playing for the Raptors, like a bird of prey.
He looks like a raptor.
Yeah. All those Photoshops with just the Raptor's head on him.
Yes. Yeah. And he does... Yeah. He has the unfortunate ability to make... ridiculous faces as well. So he's not doing himself any favors by his expressions.
Well, speaking of that, have you seen on Twitter and maybe their website too, but the Heat, they released what the team would look like if they were in a 90s sitcom?
No.
It's pretty good. It's the thing of Martin, and it's just like the intro to Martin, but all the Heat players. and Chris Bosh is making a bunch of weird faces.
Of course. Nice. That's all he knows how to do.
We should definitely have the starting five and then just do one Photoshop of the five ugliest. Do that, Art?
Yeah. Okay. For me, one of the big men that I have on my list is George Mirason.
Oh, yeah. Big George. Gorgeous George, as they called him. As nobody called him. Look at that man. Oh. Dude, that is a fucking Dolly painting. That is...
He looks like a Bond villain.
Yeah. He looks like a Bond villain mixed with an Easter Island statue. He's a fucking train wreck. Because, like, no part of his face is symmetrical whatsoever. I think that's what it is. I think that's the point that, like, one side of his mouth is just askew from the other side. His right cheekbone is higher than his left. His left eyebrow is bigger than his right. His sunken eyes are just sad and depressing. Oh, God.
It looks like one side of his face is like 10 years older than the other side.
He also kind of looks like the son from The Burbs, the neighbor. You know, the Klopex?
Yes.
Oh, George Mears. Remember the Snickers commercial? For the kids. And he'd try to throw the ball behind him to get into the basket, and they did like 40 takes.
Mm-hmm.
And each one, it just got uglier and uglier. Not just the shot, but his face. Fucking terrible.
Who else you got, Mike?
Well, George Mirason was my center for the West. So we're going power forwards right now. And this is, it just gets fucking ugly here. Forward for the it gets difficult to look at. Forward for the West is the one and only Popeye Jones.
Oh my, yes.
Popeye Jones. He's Sloth from the Goonies meets, like, remember Gremlins 2, the fucking googly-eyed gremlin?
Yeah.
No. Meets Crazy Eyes from Orange is the New Black.
Thank God. This would be like, that picture right there looks like something you would create in like NBA 2K.
Right. But look at this motherfucker. Hold on a second.
What team is he from? Well, we should mention the teams at least these guys are from.
These are all journeymen. For those people who don't know the term, it means like they just play from team to team to team. They're like, they help out the team when they need. Oh my gosh, dude!
Look at that. He's the fucking googly-eyed gremlin from Gremlins 2. Popeye Jones was probably most notably known for being on the Dallas Mavericks.
Yep. He's on my list too. Well, call. Good call.
He's everywhere. And I mean his facial features. Holy shit. That's incredible. That is a human being. I was just watching this thing on the new season of Vice. They were talking about, like genetically engineering a human. And this is just the complete opposite. This is like everything you don't want in a in a human face. It's fucking terrible. He's also got no chin. How can something with that protruding of forehead have no chin? It's incredible. It's incredible. I think dude just got rebounds.
His top teeth.
Yeah. I think dude just got rebounds just because nobody else wanted to go near him. Was he on your list too, Art?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time. Yeah.
Had to be.
Yep. Jay, who you got next?
let's get a little white for a second, and I'm going to go with one of my hometown heroes. He went to my high school and is just, I mean, you think Larry Bird's ugly. Just take a look at fellow dream teamer, Chris Mullen.
Ooh, Chris Mullen. His haircut was not doing many favors.
He's still got this flat top. I feel like it's fake. It's just like a hair piece. It just pops right off like a Lego hair. But like, there's no way he could still have that flat top. He's got to be like, I don't know, 70 years old by now, 60 years old.
He looks like a Dick Tracy character.
He does. He looks like a Dick Tracy villain.
What happens when a flat top goes bald? Does it look like a Danish?
Danish.
From like the top down, like an overhead view, looks like a Danish when he's balding.
But I mean, you know, back then he looked okay, I guess.
Mm.
Like now he looks like a almost, you know, like how like the president masks like from Point Break. He looks like that version of himself. Like he has a huge melon and he's like all kinds of weird wrinkles and stuff going on. It's just bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like
you don't know if he's squinting or not.
Yeah, he's got like perma squint. I don't know what it is. And he's the coach for St. John's now, I guess.
Yep. Yeah.
But man,
and his hair.
Yeah.
His hair is so light. You don't know where his hair begins and his scalp ends. Like it just looked like his hair just scabbed over onto his head.
Yeah. Like that. You can't be still rocking that haircut, dude.
No.
You're like 69 years old. You can't have a flat top.
Even his barber's flat top. Want to try something new, please. Oh, speaking of like people like with hair and all that, I mean, I went like Brian Urlacher and I went in the opposite directions. I'm bald, but now do you see him with hair?
No.
Google Brian Urlacher with hair right now.
He's just Daniel Bryan.
Just looks so awkward.
Fucking Chris Mullen's hair. You know what he looks like? Chris Mullen looks like the gym coach from Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah. Nice.
All right, you got Chris Mullen. I'm going also staying with the white guys, Sean Bradley.
Oh man.
He was, notably in the 76ers.
Yes.
7'6", tall dude. Again, lack of coordination and balance and all that, but because he was like a giant, they're like, okay, we can let you sub in and get some needed fouls and all that stuff. So that guy was a train wreck.
Sean Bradley was, he was not only one of the worst players, had one of the worst free throws, but he, for some odd reason, he was one of the players that was featured in the movie Space Jam. And, you know, when the players when the aliens like morphed into the versions, the NBA versions of themselves, he was the only alien that actually looked like himself. That tall, goofy, fucking lanky red one. It's like the old Snoop Dogg video when he morphed into the dog and really he really didn't do anything. He just turned to the left and then he was the dog. Sean Bradley did not make my list, by the way. Which is rough, just because he's rough. He's rough to look at.
Aren't all these guys rough to look at?
Yeah, I'm actually queasy. My stomach actually hurts a little bit from this.
Don't be eating a burrito while listening to this podcast. All right, Mike, we got next.
At other forward for the West, Louis Scola.
Oh, nice.
Now, I don't know if you're familiar with Louis Scola, but you should be.
Nope.
Him and his greasy, greasy hair.
Mm.
Looks like a roided out Russell Brandt.
He does. He looks like Russell Brand fucked Chief from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
His hair looks painted on too. That's the other thing. Just greasy. Like I feel like I have to wipe my computer screen off just looking at him. And he's got that permit 5 o'clock shadow kicking and the chest hair coming out of the fucking jersey. And just, he's a hairy bastard. And
another raptor. What's all these ugly raptors?
Yeah.
Well, they just put them on the real small market team, so they're not on TV too often. Yeah. Scaring all the children.
They lose sponsorships.
Who wants to watch the NBA? I don't.
All their sponsors are plastic surgeons.
Accident lawyers.
Nice. Jay, who's next on your list?
Next is another new guy, Joaquin Manoah from the Bulls. Is he still in the Bulls? I don't know.
Oh yeah.
He looks
like his parents. Like, one was an actor and one was a model.
Oh yeah, I guess. Yeah. I know which side you got the genes from.
Jesus, what was he? A hand model?
His name was Costanza.
Yeah.
It looks like Chaka from Land of the Lost. With like a man bun.
Beady, 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 beady.
That is an ugly dude.
Yeah. He's another one who he constantly makes terrible expressions. Like, the expressions on his face actually make him even uglier. So when he gets excited about something, or he always has a hot head too about like rebounds and everything. So whenever he gets fucking jazzed up, he just looks 10 times worse. And something about that beard where he can't quite grow it. So it just kind of looks like someone just shaved off his pubes and just threw him on his face. Fucking terrible.
They don't, like, the beard doesn't connect all the way around.
No. Right. It's just blotchy. It's just terrible. Yeah. It's like a 12-year-old kid trying to grow a beard for the first time.
Yeah, doubt.
like fucking Team America when they make him look like a terrorist. That kind of beard.
Nice.
All right, what about you?
For me, Greg Oden.
Oh.
He is...
Wow.
When he came into the league, he looked like he was 70.
Yeah.
Like, he was jealous of Bill Russell's looks when he got into the league.
He barely came into the league, too. He came in and then immediately got hurt and just fucking a waste. He has more wrinkles in his forehead. Like, when he furrows his brow, it wrinkles 7 times.
Who are we talking about right now?
Greg Oden.
Oh, sorry, I was parcheesing it up.
Oden. He's not fun to look at either. And like a wide nose. And yeah, he came into the league, what was he, 20? And he just looked 80.
Yeah, he looked like he could be, like I said, Bill Russell's grandfather.
Yeah. Yes.
And people are like, especially like for, Little League, everyone's like questioning, like, is this kid really 12 years old, but he's got a tattoo, chest hair and a mustache, and he drives himself to practices. But like him, you wonder, like, did he, time, jump or something like that, and all of a sudden he was, I don't know. It's just, that guy is like the Benjamin Buttons.
Yeah, he's not a handsome fellow.
And that picture you just said, that's a good picture. It's like, yeah, he paid you. Like, hey, if you're gonna talk about me, use this picture.
I don't think
he's that bad, honestly.
That was actually the least amount of forehead brows I could find. Here's one that's fucking 10 times better. Check this out. Look how many wrinkles in this brow right here. There it is. It's like five folds right there.
He's praying for a plastic surgeon right in that picture.
This four looks like a stack of books.
Going to the library? No, I'm just going to hang out with Greg Oden.
I'm going to go browse Greg Oden's forehead.
Calls himself the big periodical.
Get the Dewey Decimal System tatted on his head.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. All right, Mike, who you got?
At guard.
Oh.
Mr. Manu Ginobili. Manu Ginobili of the San Antonio Spurs, the big three, one of the big three, Tony Parker and Tim Duncan. Manu Ginobili.
How do you spell it?
I got a picture of him up right now. Manu Ginobili.
For anyone Googling at home, and me.
Oh, G-I-N-O-B-L-I or something.
How the fuck do you spell Manu?
M-A-N-U.
Start with that.
M-A-N-U.
M-A-N-U?
Yep. Manu Ginobili is the second coming of Balki Bartokomos. Especially when he did not have the facial hair. He did look like he arrived to the NBA straight out of Meepos.
He looks like he's trying to get away with something.
He's in a Carmen San Diego.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he usually has like real big mangy beard. Like he's some sort of like extremist.
Yeah.
Who's like, incognito.
He looks like a bad guy in every Taken movie.
Yes.
Like a henchman.
Yeah, he's henchman number 3 in 24.
Yeah.
Every season. I noticed too, a lot of these guys are Argentinian.
Yeah.
I feel like if you need to get laid, guys, take a little trip to Argentina.
Oof.
You'll be the best looking one there.
Nice. Shay, who's next on your list?
Next on my list, we'll go old school here. Mr. Scottie Pippen.
Oof.
From Arts coveted 90 Bulls. But my God, he is as ugly as Michael Jordan was good. Like, could you ask for like a perfect yin and yang?
Yeah.
Like Jordan, good looking, awesome. Pippen, not good looking. I mean, he's good, but how envious was he of Jordan, and probably still is. You know, he like has a little Jordan voodoo doll he sticks pins in all the time.
he's just happy. Pippen's happy that everybody's using the crying Michael Jordan meme now.
Oh, dude, I've seen that everywhere. Scotty, let's talk about Scottie Pippen's nose, shall we?
Oh, God. Where to start?
Yeah, because, I mean,
more ways than one.
It's flat. It just goes on forever. It's amazing. Do you think he has sleep apnea?
I don't think you could breathe through that thing at all.
No.
I think it's completely sealed on the inside.
Does he put on a breathe right strip with a bungee cord?
You need like a reverse breathe right strip. You need one that like pulls back.
You need a breathe wrong strip.
Am I right?
Come on, guys.
You know, it's just a breathe period strip. Breathe through your goddamn nose strip. Yeah, that thing's ridiculous. He always kind of looks like semi-surprised, I feel like. Or at least what he did when he played. Like he almost didn't really know what was going on.
No.
He just had like a doofy grin on his face, that horrible nose, and like a slight look of shock at all times.
He always talked like he just got out of bed.
Did he?
You know, like hear him talk, it's just it's like really slow and it's like groggy. You're like, did you just wake up even though you played, you know, an entire basketball game? Like, what happened?
Wow. Yeah. Oh my God, man.
Oh, and have you seen his wife? She's like smoking hot.
Of course. That's what I was. The second part of this I wanted to try to find was how many of these ugly men have just smoking hot women in their lives because they're rich.
His wife is insane.
Yeah.
He's on the inside, Mike. Come on. It's not about the money. The more you know.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right, for me, keep it in the guard position. We're going to go with Sam Cassell.
Oh, he is.
Yep. He's my number one.
He is fucking all-time. All-time ugliest man to ever play the NBA.
Old alien eyes.
Yeah. He was on X-Files, and they're like, hey, you want to come on X-Files? What, as a guest? No, as an alien. All right, cool.
Yeah. They're like, we'll save a fortune in makeup.
Did you guys
play an alien, Sam? All right. So what time I need to be there for makeup? No, you just show up at your at 6. We're gonna start shooting right then.
Oh, is it an alien that looks like humans? Sure. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
You're a natural.
Hey, did you guys ever notice that you've never seen Sam Cassell and the singer Brandy in the same room?
Or an alien.
Just a thought. Just a fucking thought right there. Just threw a picture of Brandy up. I think it's the distance between his eyes is several continents. That's what it is. That's the problem.
Drive a Mack truck through there.
Oh. And his teeth look fake. His teeth look actually like somebody put chattering teeth in their mouth. Those wind up chattering teeth.
The Joker.
Yeah. Yeah, dude is not a handsome man.
Looks like he's wearing dentures who have dentures.
Oh, nice.
Double dentures.
Mike, who you got next?
Oh, excuse me. Well, Sam Cassell was the starting point guard on my team from the West. So
that
we go.
What's happening? The sound.
Huh?
Why do I hear Transformers?
Transformers? What are you talking about?
Is that Sam Cassell?
Yeah. Going back over to the East.
Oh, I'm hearing like an ad. Is it just me?
What?
Yeah, I think that's you.
Hold on. That's so weird because there's like a robot voice and like alien sounds. And it was like, please, something, your objective. And I was like, oh my God, Sam Cassell's just breaking into the transmission here.
He can hear
us.
That
was so weird. Like some pop-up ad.
You guys been watching that at all or no?
The new X-Files?
No.
I never watched the old one.
Me neither.
I did, so I'm excited and I'm giddy. All right.
Is it pretty good? Just
carry on.
I just caught up on The Flash, though. Oh, shit, man.
Yeah.
Fucking Earth 2. Here we go.
Yep.
Love it, dude.
I just started watching Making a Murderer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm only on, like, episode 2.
Oh, okay. So you haven't been screaming at your TV yet?
No, not yet.
I have. I did by like episode 4, I think. That was when I started.
Nice. I've just been playing a lot of Parcheesi.
Yeah.
This app I built. I sold 3 guys, though. That's pretty good, right?
All right. Never fucking played Parcheesi. I have no idea what, how it works. All right, so I'm going back to the east here, and I'm going back to forwards, and somebody that is also light speed ugly is Tyrone Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Formerly of the 76ers. You also may know him as Skeletor from Masters of the Universe. Wow. Dude, are you fucking serious? Tyrone Hill's terrible.
Hey, man.
he looks a little skeletonish. Yes, I'll give you that.
I got a double double. Messed around and got a double double. It's triple double, you nitwit.
Someone had a I saw a video lately. It was like the best Skeletor exit ever. Did you see that one?
No.
He like says like goodbye, He-Man, or something. He like walks through a mirror. Yeah. And then his hand comes back out through the mirror with his staff, and then he like breaks the mirror from the outside and then walks away.
Yes.
So he walks through it, doesn't break, and then his hand comes back out through the mirror and he like hits it with his staff and breaks it. That's hilarious.
Oh, dying from that one. Yeah. I gotta say, just because of the show, Masters of None, people will always send me either on like Twitter or Facebook, like, hey, did you see this funny Masters of Universe thing? So I don't even have to go searching for it. So that's one of the benefits of having this podcast.
Yeah, any like sneaker or Masters of the Universe thing, memes, people always post sent to art immediately.
Yeah.
They're my Google.
Yeah, Art has a He-Man Google alert. They're called our listeners.
All right, Jay, who you got next?
Up next for me is, and let's take it back to White. I don't know who this guy played for, but I was just Google searching. Andrei Kirilenko.
Oh, AK-47.
Yeah.
All right, who is this guy?
He's a
Ivan Tranko's brother.
Yeah, he's a Russian, Russian-born player who played for the Utah Jazz, and he's one of the worst faces, but one of the greatest nicknames of all time.
The funny thing is his nickname and people in the NBA were like promoting it.
Yeah.
Yet they changed the Washington Bullets to the Wizards because of the connotation. But AK-47, sure,
we'll sure.
Yeah, and that dude, he looks like Martina Navratilova fucked Cro-Magnon, man. He's got like a weird she-mullet and just like sunken eyes. And the scariest picture, there's one where he's wearing the Skeletor, the clear plastic like Family Opera mask.
Yep.
With like a white strap through his head. And he looks like the Family Opera meets that big weird red alien thing from Looney Tunes that was like Marvin the Martian's like sidekick.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The big like furry monster thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Monsters are such interesting people.
Yeah, that's what he looks like. It's frightening. But yeah, what a creep.
There's
he looks like a big giant pedophile.
Yeah. Here's a picture of him wearing glasses and he just looks like an old lesbian.
Yeah.
There you go. It's like an old lesbian at a library. That's what.
You'll be quiet now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I must shush you.
Oh, beautiful. All right, staying on the white side. I'm gonna say Adam Morrison.
Staying on the white side.
Yes, I had him too.
Oh man.
And he was on the cover of like NCAA, one of the EA Sports covers. I'm like, you put him on the cover?
Yeah. He
looks like the Geico caveman. Remember this?
Yes. He's if Daryl from The Walking Dead was a pedophile.
Yes. Oof. That guy had never bathed. You know that.
Oh, no. He's another one that just looked greasy. He's so greasy that he was greasy.
He's like in the locker room, like, hey, guys, how many games do you wait until you shower?
Yeah. Hey, Adam, taking a shower tonight? No, I'll just wait till I get home. Okay, man. Sure you don't want to take a shower? No, I'm
You're
good.
We're on the road, right?
Yeah.
We're on the road for 5 weeks.
Yeah. We got to get on the bus with you, man. No, I'm good. I don't live too far from here.
I put chapstick on yesterday. We're good.
He looks like every picture of him looks like he should be like posting up against Jerry West. He looks like every picture is like from the 70s.
Yeah.
Just that dirty mustache and like long hair.
He belongs in that semi-pro movie with Will Ferrell.
Yeah, there you go.
He made a cameo from Uncle.
Looks like he'd be hanging out creeping high school girls with Matthew McConaughey in Dazed and Confused.
Oh, shit lip.
Michael, we're back to you, sir.
Boy from my alma mater.
He looks like a retarded Indigo Montoya.
My name is Indigo Montoya. You killed my baseball. Prepare to die.
I dunk on you. Sorry, go ahead.
My next one is one of my somebody from my alma mater. Good old Calvin Booth. At forward. Calvin Booth.
Terrible name.
Yeah.
I wonder if nobody's heard of him.
And an ugly, ugly man.
His eyes are creepy.
His eyes are creepy. He looks like a terrorist. His chin is very protruding. That's why he grew that much facial hair.
He also looks very guilty.
Yes.
like he did something really wrong at some point in his life.
I didn't do that.
Like, me? Nah. That's what he looks like. He's always saying.
Yeah.
Who, me? Nah.
Looks like he should
That's
be wearing
his nickname. Who, me, nah. Calvin. Who, me, nah, Booth.
He was always put in the game so he could like intentionally follow somebody. So he'd be like, I didn't do it.
Who, me? Nah.
Oh, perfect. All right, Jay, you're up next.
All right. Let's see. Well, I mean, we can't have an ugly list without including Larry Bird, right?
Oof.
And I know I mentioned him before, but he's got to hold the record for ugliest all-time white player, right?
That's very...
Just straight up white. Like, you gotta be white. Not like one of these, like Argentinians.
Fake white.
Like purebred, corn-fed white boy.
The new white.
And he's not getting better with age.
Oh, he's like mutating, it looks like.
Yeah. He looks like Alice the Goon from Popeye. At this point. Because his face is getting really fat. He's actually turning into a bird of some kind.
Yeah. But even, back then, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
God, that awful blonde mustache. Like the curly blonde mullet. Like, Jesus.
His mustache looked like a hairy caterpillar.
It was awful. Worst mustache of all time.
Can you think of anything worse than a blonde mustache?
No.
I really can't. Maybe a red mustache. Just red.
Yeah, but at least like red mustache, you think of like, you know, like Scotsman, like,
yeah,
big burly dude. But this just awful fucking blonde mustache.
And his physique really didn't do him much any favors.
He's got like a huge chin, big nose. I mean, he had bangs half the time, for Christ's sakes.
He was sporting the Rachel.
Yeah. Now he's got like the part down the middle, like but with bangs. Like, what are you doing, dude?
It's like a barbershop quartet.
The Christ.
He sat in the fucking chair at the barber and he was just like, I'll take one of each, please.
I'll take one through four.
Yeah.
His hair looks like one of those loofah puffs. It just doesn't belong in his head.
You could see him at a saloon.
It's like if you like tried bartender. To part, if you tried to part a loofah down the middle.
Impossible task.
Except for Larry Bird.
Oh,
Jesus.
All right. Up next for me is Mr. Peanut himself, Nick Van Exel.
Oh, wow. As I forgot about Nick.
How could you?
I don't know.
Me, sir.
Fuck. Yeah, Nick Van
Exel. Looked like Sam, that guy looked like Sam Cassell, but just like in a smaller form.
Yeah, wait.
In the sense of like he was just like his facial features and his head was shrunken.
He looked like he'd be like an evil sidekick to like a Manute Bol. Like he would like kind of run up and like kick you while Manute Bol was like Bol like kicking the shit out of you.
He's like he just, like Trump.
Yeah, totally. He just like sneak in, give you a quick purple nurple and run away.
You have like a high pitched voice.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, get him. Yeah, man, I got your back.
You better run.
He also kind of looks like Todd Bridges.
Oh, a little bit.
With different strokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you better get him.
I'll tell you what I'm talking about, Arnold.
Miss my boy. That's what you get.
Oh, Mike! Up
to you. I'm not kidding. I'm getting sick. My stomach hurts.
Some of these places hear this.
Should I eat that Wendy's burger right now?
Oh, I could use one. Clear my palate. Christ. All right, another Hall of Famer, at guard for the East, Mr. Reggie Miller.
Good one.
Reggie Miller, who I've yet to see Reggie and Cheryl Miller in the same place at the same time.
What was that show? Was it? It was on Fox. I don't think it was Babylon 5 or no, it's not Babylon 5. It was the people, the aliens, kind of look like him, and they had like spots all over their head. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Alien Nation.
Yes.
Good one. Alien Nation, yep. Or just a straight up Mr. Potato Head. I thought you were going to say what that one dude from like the Star Trek Next Generation, Quark or whatever. Is that his name? I don't know if Star Trek. Dude, I'm not feeling so good. I'm really not.
Chew it back, Mike. Chew it back.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Oh, I don't know about this. You guys are so ugly. Yeah, here you go. Here's Reggie Miller. This is on-screen debut.
Holy shit, that really looks like.
What's that called? A Ferengi? Merengue?
Yeah, Ferengi.
Ferengi.
Oof. Jay, you're up next.
I've only got a couple left. I'm gonna go keep it white again. Bryant Reeves of Vancouver.
Big country.
Yeah, big old country. Redneck. My God.
Man, he looks like just a redneck.
Yeah, just big, dumb, bald, white dude. Just bad teeth. Just straight up out of Deliverance. That should have been his nickname.
Deliverance.
Yeah.
that's his entrance music when he dunks. Take him down.
But yeah, just a big old dopey Southern boy.
Nice, man. I'll see him and I'll raise you a Greg Oster tag.
Oh, I forgot about that guy. Brian Reeves just always had a look on his face that was like, just a big old mouth breather.
That should have been his nickname. Brian Reeves.
Oh yeah, Greg Ostertag. He looks like the classic. What was that movie Freaks? Like the pinhead guy?
Yes.
That's him.
Quality movie.
Yeah, his head like came to a point almost. Really weird. One of us. One of us.
another one who's a henchman in one of the Taken movies.
Mm-hmm.
Although he was like
he's like the muscle.
Yeah, he was like the big boss at the end. He's like the guy that like the hero goes and punches in the stomach and he just doesn't move and he looks up at him and he's like he kind of half smiles like okay now what, like that's that's Greg Ostertag.
That's like classic James Bond henchman.
Yeah. Look at that big lummox. Love it.
I love that move. You punch the big giant guy and then he just smiles at you.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Now what?
He also looks a little bit like Nick DiPaolo. Honestly. Comedian.
That's funny.
Like a less Italian Nick DiPaolo.
Yeah. More Eastern European Nick DiPaolo. I have Mr. Tayshaun Prince at guard.
How do you spell that?
There you go. T-E-Y-S-H-A-U-N and then Prince.
Ouch.
That's a word. Not only is his face kind of weird and his skin is an odd color, but he's just another one that's just long and lanky, and I don't understand how he could be any kind of physical presence in the NBA.
He's got a head like Bert from Bert and Ernie.
Yes.
And I'm not one to talk.
It is a straight up oval.
He's got a head like a Mike and Ike. That came in chocolate flavor. Oh, chocolate Mike and Ike head.
Old Tylenol head. Oh, man.
What do you call those things you stick up your ass?
Suppository?
Suppository.
Yeah,
he's got a head like a suppository.
He's the NBA equivalent to a suppository. Mr. Tayshaun Prince.
Suppository Jones.
Oh, my God.
All right. I'm out, you guys.
Oh, yeah?
I'm done.
I have one more player, and then I'm going to get to my coach and my mascot and the teams, actually.
All right. I got one more player, and I got one more. By the way, I just sent you guys something I made while we were talking.
Okay.
Sweet.
Via what? Via the chat there? Oh, there it is. Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. That's fucking beautiful.
For rank ahead on Reggie Miller body.
Yeah.
All right. For me, my last player is Delonte West.
Is he the one with the unibrow?
He's the one that like looks like he could be like a like one of those guys in the like a rap video, like you know nothing but a G thing. He's in the background cooking a steak or something. He's the one that used to play with LeBron James, and there was rumor that he had sex with LeBron James' mother.
That's right. So what's the deal with him? Delonte West. Here you go. Hold on. He kind of looks like a cracked out Wahlberg. There you go.
Yeah, he's weird looking.
What's up with the side of his mouth? Does he have the herp?
No, probably.
Yeah, from LeBron's mama.
He looks like he's got the herp. Oh, dude, this picture's amazing. It's just like it's him in his casual wear and his non-NBA wear. Oh man.
Have you guys followed that story about the player who the Knicks coach like fucked his wife or something?
Oh, Derek Fisher, yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's a crazy story.
What happened?
Hold on. It was Derek Fisher. What was the whole thing with the wife? It was Derek Fisher's. No, he was the one that had
Matt Barnes.
Yeah, Matt Barnes. It was Matt Barnes' ex-wife or something like that. And Matt Barnes, I think, is still playing in the league. And he was just saying like,
yeah, Derek, like he basically caught Derek Fisher like fucking his wife at the time or his ex, and he like. I think he was like FaceTiming her or something, and he like saw him walk by, or he was talking to his kids, and someone walked by in the background, and he's like, "Who's that?" It's like, "Oh, that's mommy's friend." And he was like, "Say what?" And he like drove, I think, like a couple of hours, and fucking went in there and just beat the shit out of Derek Fisher.
95 miles he drove.
Yeah, yeah. And then I guess it was just like an ongoing. He would just keep talking shit about him, like in interviews and stuff, and he would just keep getting fined and fined and fined by the NBA. And so finally, Derek Fisher just got fired. And so he put like a picture on Instagram of just like him with like just like a satisfied look on his face. And he goes, "Well, there's one way to not get fined." That was like the caption he put on there.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I kicked his ass from the backyard to the front yard, from the front room, and spit in her face.
Hilarious.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Derek's not going to press charges. He's going to let it go. Dude drove 95 miles, beat the shit out of you. All right, my last one is another former Nick, and that would be Stephon Marbury.
Nice. I used to play against Steph.
Who's now playing on the moon, I think, or something. Where is he? China? Where does he play?
He's in the Space Jam League.
Yeah. Steph never really got a haircut right, I don't think, in his life. So he finally started throwing tattoos on his head, which didn't do him any favors either. And, all right, you want to hear my... here's my coach. The coach of this team is Mr. Jeff Van Gundy.
Nice. He looks like the subway ghost from the movie Ghost.
Yes, he does. Get off my train.
Oh, cigarette.
Yeah. A lot of people said Stan Van Gundy, his brother, but you know he looks a little bit more like Ron Jeremy. But I think Jeff gets the award there.
Remember when Jeff was like holding on to some like player's leg during a fight?
Yeah, it was it Charles Oakley's? That was one of the wackiest things I've ever seen. It was them. They were going against the Miami Heat, I think. Or he was holding on to Alonzo's leg, something like that.
Whee!
Yeah, just getting thrown around like a rag doll. Please don't do this. Please don't do this.
Remember your cholesterol.
Yeah.
Speaking of you mentioning Charles Oakley, just reminded me Patrick Ewing should probably be on the list. My lord.
That man sweats.
His nostrils for like a subway tunnel.
Man sweats when he reads.
Like Has anyone on earth ever had bigger nostrils than Patrick Ewing?
I don't know. I've never. You fit your whole fist in there.
Like the ball would get stuck in there sometimes.
Yeah. Your free throw line ref would bounce up to him and just boom, boom.
Where'd the ball go?
You have to blow a ball rocket to get it out. Except you need one of those big foam hands, like to hold the other nostril closed.
That picture of Jeff Van Gundy, I just imagine he would have that same expression listening to this show.
Yeah. So the West, the All-Stars of the West, will be wearing the Memphis Grizzly jerseys of the late 90s.
Yeah, the Vancouver ones, right?
I'm sorry, yes, the Vancouver Grizzlies.
They were like bright blue with a big grizzly bear, but then you had some, you know, art deco on the side.
Yeah, which I don't know what that was all about, to be honest with you. It looked like some kind of like
it looked like a totem pole.
Yeah, it looked like some kind of like Indian, you know, like some kind of Native American art.
Yep.
Weird.
I mean, Native Canadian.
Native Canadian art. And then the East will be wearing from the similar era, the same era, in late 90s, the Toronto Raptors jerseys. Yes. With the cartoon raptor on the front.
I like those.
Why?
I don't know. They're ridiculous.
They had pinstripes, so it was classy.
How did they get raptors in Toronto together, by the way?
That's where the first raptor was dug up.
Was it for real? Yeah. He's making that up.
You just made that up.
That's the first one where he dug it up.
Until that made that up.
I'm not falling for your shit after fucking 7 years. And your fake ass fun facts.
He had that so fast, by the way.
Yeah,
he had that
answer. That's how I know he's lying.
Fake a fact.
Fake fact.
Oh, that's him digging up the raptor.
Yeah, that's what that is. That's exactly what that is.
That doesn't look so scary. Kind of like a giant bird to me.
And then the mascot of this all ugly team would be the mascot for the New Orleans Pelicans. Have you guys seen this?
Oh, man. I wish you went with the Wizards, the G Wiz.
What was that one?
What now?
Google G Wiz Wizards. It looks like they had no budget. They just put like whatever they possibly could at Joann Fabrics and stuck it together.
What in the shit is that thing?
We need a mascot. We changed from the Bulls to the Wizards. How about we get a wizard? No, it's too easy. We gotta think of something else.
What the hell?
It looks like a special ed Build-A-Bear. That's horrible.
I mean, the Pelican, yeah, it's kind of weird, but I mean, out of the two, come on. I mean, folks, come on here.
Oof. Yeah, the Pelican gives you nightmares. That's terrible. That's something that you see in an independent league baseball game.
Oh, yeah, the Pelican is creepy.
Yeah.
It's like the San Diego Chicken had like a partial birth abortion.
That's a good one to go out on.
Speaking of someone, I'm just looking at images of someone photoshopped that, like, coming out of that guy from Aliens of his stomach.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cripes. What's also creepy in the same images I'm looking at, they had like a king cake baby.
A what?
The Mardi Gras. It's a king cake. You know what that is?
No.
It's like a traditional Mardi Gras cake. And the thing is, like, inside of it is like a little plastic baby for whatever reason. Ugh. But it's just like a little creepy, like realistic looking baby.
Ugh.
And so it looked like they had like a life-size,
I did. That's weird.
You can search NBA Pelicans mascot and you'll see the creepy king cake baby. It's terrifying. It's scarier than the Pelican. Who the fuck is coming up with their mascots? Fucking David Lynch.
Ooh, what the fuck is that?
Speaking of abortions.
What is his?
Oh, man. Dude. This one bakery goes Mardi Gras King Cakes, buy you one.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
That's how we go out, huh?
For Jay.
See ya.
For Mike.
Later.
Buy you one.
Buy you guys.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right. Father too many.
They had it. Think someone had it, and they were like, "We want that. I got it again."
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Once they got it, they were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it. Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you gonna go back?
Way back. As we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.